costume suggestion. Super simple instructions for a sturdy, gym-friendly tail. You just need four things. Thick, adult-sized tail for about $15. 4 to 6 inch wide foam weightlifting belt for $10 to $20. And sturdy steel wire paper towel holder. I got mine from a dollar store. And finally, sharp wire with which you can pierce the foam weightlifting belt. It's hard to make your own tail, especially the fluffy, large, thick tails, about as wide as a 2-liter water bottle and as long as your arm. If you are going to try it, go to a used clothing store that has costumes or fluffy pillows or even furry blankets and get your fabric from there. A 6-inch wide weightlifting belt worked for me, but 4 inches could work as well. It should be a synthetic one, preferably with a mesh surface. This way, you won't sweat too much and you can easily pierce it with a wire. You won't be able to pierce a leather one easily, and it will get hot. Either way, it does get warm beneath the belt, leather or synthetic. But I've been wearing my tail to the gym since mid-September, about 3 weeks now, 3 hours a day and 5 days a week, and I dance with dumbbells non-stop. And I feel fine. I actually burned holes for zip ties in my previous version of the tail. The heat neatly sealed everything off so no fluff came out. But zip ties need large holes. A sharp wire does not leave any visible marks if you remove it, even if just to reposition something. I used a 24-gauge galvanized steel wire, and I pierced through the belt twice for every tie, so that both sharp ends were on the outside of the tail. Once I looped it around the paper towel holder and twisted the ends together, I curved the pointy mess into the belt. It will never pierce the belt back. It's just a nice way not to have any pointy edges anywhere. I ended up with 6 or 8 wire loops on the paper holder. My $1.25 one is just fine. I even bent it up a bit. I don't recommend going around the belt with tape or long shoelace to attach the paper towel holder. Don't add anything between you and your workout clothes, though you may have luck with thick thread and big needle instead of the wire. It is essentially the same thing, though a little bit classier. And neither the wire nor the thread will stick out. The tail on the other side of the belt will pull it in. It will countersink the loop. Consider a more wire-like paper towel holder rather than a metal rod, as you may wish to give it a little curve upwards as well. And mine was U-shaped, so I pointed the flatness upwards so it's not just a single wire that can scratch through my tail. If you are going to bend anything, though, do that before attaching it, just in case a weld snaps off or something. And use a consumer-friendly paper towel holder instead of some thick wire that you curve around. It has a nice, safe loop at the top. If you have something sharp back there, even if you cover it up with fabric, as a joke, one of your friends may wish to perform a hump or a Heimlich maneuver, and you only want to stab them a little bit. In my first version, I covered the base of the paper towel holder with black neoprene, same color as the belt. But in my second version of the tail, where my belt is red to match my wrestling singlet, I put some acrylic paint on the shiny paper towel holder and left it kind of visible. It looks technological. Like, it doubles as a cat butt radar metal detector with convenient broadcast antenna functionality and a focused EMP pulse meow, which can double as a bit flipper and RAM chips, where I can introduce bugs in otherwise bug-free software to easily gain root. And in fact, I already used the antenna once, as one of the older men at the gym started having what I termed as photographic incontinence, and was taking pictures of his arms left and right with my bouncy blurry ass in the background. So I figured I need to slow down my workout and beam a photo bomb to the weird bastard, even if just to free him from his terrible curse of techno incontinence. And I did stick my furry antenna out like a nuclear submarine in slow motion, and he finally had his proof that bodybuilders are mostly feline, and he no longer needs to return to the gym for a workout, as he is simply not an alley cat. To which I say, if you get a tailbone, your tail is not gone. And without a prosthetic tail, your tail is actually just really, really tiny. Which is the opposite of the results that you would expect from a gym. So just get a bushy, fluffy, fuzzy tail and make sure that it's to scale.